Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give glory and honor unto the Lord. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. He is marvelous, wonderful. There is none like him. We thank God for Jesus, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Burden Bearer, our Strong Tower, our High Tower. He's our Messiah. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Glory to God. We thank him for, glory to God, our salvation, our deliverance, and for his healing power. He is so marvelous. We thank God, glory to God. This is a day that we want to glorify and magnify the Lord, no matter all the various things that are going on and in the cosmos at this time, and maybe in our houses, maybe in ministry or whatever, but God is in control. So no matter what it looks like, sound like, we're going to give him glory and give him praise. We're going to bind him up tonight, too, as well, for he has a spirit that just keeps trying to interfere on the Blog Talk Radio, on this Divine Connection prayer line, but we're believing God these things are going to cease, but we got to press and pursue and persevere like never before, because I know, glory to God, God has a plan for his ministry, and we want to keep standing in the gap for for our families and for the country, the nation, for the, against the demonic forces that are in activity. We pray, glory to God, for our government. We pray for our youth, and we pray, glory to God, for so many various things, glory to God, that are going on right now. We pray for ministries. We pray for our leaders in the ministry, as well as those ones that are holding office, glory to God, in the secular, that those that are making up the laws and whatever. We pray, glory to God, one for another. And we thank God for his healing power, and we pray also for the Lord to bless even in that. But in the midst of it all, we bless God. At this time, praise God, we're going to get ready to go into a reading. But I just want you to give me a minute, because we're still having these little challenges with this enemy still fighting on against the people, trying to keep the line being open so you all can be able to have feedback in ministry for you to pray, so it won't just be me on the line. We believe in God that God is going to bless tonight, that this situation that keeps coming up, we can cancel that. So you all, if anybody's on the line, definitely be praying, so we can get through on the lines and whatever. So let's say, speaking and believing God, and we're about to get there. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for the touching and agreeing in the background. But speaking of word and atmosphere, whether somebody's there or not, we stand on the promises of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Yes, we have some people on the line already. Thank the Lord. We're online now, so we give God glory and praise for you all. And so we're going to get ready to do this reading that we have tonight out of the Jesus Calling Bible that we oftentimes try to share with you, something inspirational, encouragement, or however God bless. So we're gonna read one of these. Might be a little familiar one that you've already heard before, but we're going to go ahead and read that tonight. Amen. Resting in him. Though you sit in darkness, I will be your light. Sometimes you need to rest in the shadows. If you continue pushing yourself, ignoring how weary you are, you may collapse altogether. Many of my followers drive themselves to the point of exhaustion or utter discouragement while pretending everything is all right. Your enemy, the devil, rejoices, even gloats, when he sees this happening. He understands the power of pretense to weaken my children till they are easy prey for him. Do not panic when you have fallen, for you will rise again. Be content to sit in darkness while I refresh your spirit, mind, and body. I am as fully present with you when you are sitting as when you are standing or walking. Look for me in the shadows. where you will find yourself now. I want to shelter and nurture you under my wing, where you will find refuge. While you are relaxing, I will be your light, protecting, healing, and restoring you. When my work of restoration is finished, you can crawl out from under my wing, ready to rise again and continue your journey. My presence will go with you, illuminating the way before you, strengthening and encouraging you. Hope in me, my child, for you will again praise me for the help of my presence. The reference scripture will be in Micah 7, 8, 1 Peter 5, 8, Psalms 91 and 4, Psalms 42 and 5. And we know the word of God says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But we also know that he let us know and so forth. That word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. In Psalms 119. So we bless the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, he shall be praised. And we glorify his holy name. We bless the Lord. Praise God. So we're going to continue to take courage and stand firm and stand fast on the promises of the Lord and not be moved by circumstances and situations, and let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign in our lives. Scripture reading, a couple of them tonight, will be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalms 31:24. Isaiah 43:2-3, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. In flames, the flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. One other thing I would like to share. 26:28. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. God will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shout of joy. And that's Job 8:21, and the first one was Acts 2:26-28. Praise the Lord. I'm getting ready to open the mics up so that way I can be able to hear who's on the line. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you tell me who's on the line tonight?
God bless you. My name is
Pardon me?
God bless you. My name is Tony.
Praise the Lord, Tony. Welcome to a Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. Who else do we have on the line tonight?
Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania. I'm a first-time listener.
Praise the Lord. We look forward to and thank the Lord for you coming in on the line tonight, too. Praise the Lord. I'm looking for my prayer warriors. I don't see them online yet. Who else is online? Praise the Lord. I guess you don't want to identify yourself at this time. But what we're going to do now, praise God, until a couple of the other warriors come online, I want to pray against this spirit, glory to God, that's really attacking the body. And we know there's cancer, there's heart attack, there's all kind of diseases and some things that don't even have names. So we want to pray against those forces and pray for healing, and also this spirit that's been attacking a lot of the believers too, as well as others with kidney failure. We're praying now for one of our sisters, a dynamic woman of God, and God has been blessed and waiting for a kidney, and she has been fighting a good fight of faith, preaching, teaching, going forward, and been in a coma for a little over a week, and was in the hospital for about 21 days, and the Lord blessed and raised her up and brought her home, and all of a sudden we're hearing word a couple of days ago that now she's on a life support. So we believe in God, and he has done so many miraculous healings, and also in sorry about that. I think I muted myself. I apologize. God has done so many miraculous things in over the prayer lines and also in our different churches and also in our homes and different ones that have been praying. And I'm quite sure some of you all have witnessed the power of God operating in your all's life too as well. So we just want to touch and agree and believe the Lord tonight for those people that are in need of a healing. We also pray for our youth. We pray for the government. We pray for the satanic forces that are at bay, and we pray over to God for our homes and ministries and so forth and so on. But in the midst of it all, we got to trust God regardless of what things look like, sound like, feel like, what knowledge we have about things. We got to look to the hills who come into our help and realize our help coming from the Lord. We have to stay in a place of faith and trust, and not saying that we don't get discouraged once in a while, but the Lord let us know he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That means he's with us in the valley places as well as we're on the mountaintop. And in the valley of decision, sometimes we're not sure of which direction while we're waiting on the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us. Then sometimes, and so forth, the enemy try to make us anxious, but the Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing. But sometimes we have to come in agreement with one another and stand firm to know, glory to God, that the weapons of our war are carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. So we have to incorporate that in our prayers and speak and decree and declare with us as the Lord, regardless of what our situation is dictating to us. So if we get manipulated by circumstances or situations, then the enemy is over there. I have a foothold, and before we know it, we're making decisions that's contrary to the will of the Lord. So we got to get rooted and grounded in his word like never before. And even the strongest person, that doesn't mean no matter whether you're a apostle or a prophet or evangelist or a lay member or a prayer warrior and been saved for many years, that does not mean that it's not going to come a time where the circumstance is going to occur that is going to cause us, glory to God, to bend some. But we have to remember who to look to as the author and finisher of our faith. That's why he let us know many other afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. So we're going to get ready to pray. And I pray some of the warriors have came online that pray with us nightly. If not, glory to God, we will let the Lord bless us, utilize the gifts that are in the body. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence today, we want to come with the attitude of gratitude and with the mindset to glorify and to magnify you. God, we're not coming, glory to God, for flesh on parade or to exalt flesh. We come in to glorify you. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless as we come in and come before you. Ask you to look upon our hearts if you find anything displeasing in your sight. We ask you to forgive us for every transgression, any sin, whether it was in deed or whether it was in thought. God, we want our mind to be regulated and lining up with your word. So, God, we ask you now, glory to God, to continue to search our hearts on a daily basis and help us to be in a place that we will humble ourselves and allow you to do so and don't allow and won't allow ourselves to get caught up in the denial and the justifying. We want to be in a place no matter what the circumstance is saying. God, help us to run to the rock that's higher than us, and that's the word of God, to find out what the direction is, what you're saying for today, what's going on, or what we can find ourselves, even examine ourselves daily to make sure that we are lining up with your word. And even the circumstances when some things are beyond our control, God, you have that word that for us to find comfort in the Holy Spirit, for us to decree and declare what thus said the Lord, regardless of our circumstances. So, God, I come before you now exalting Jesus, giving him praise. He is our Messiah. He is the one and only true God, glory to God. Our Father, we give him glory and praise. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for him being our teacher, our lead, and our God. We thank you for him being our comforter. God, teach us some more how to yield ourselves, fail ourselves, and not grieve the Holy Spirit, and let him do his job, and so forth. So, God, help us, glory to God, get in a place that we will magnify you and not magnify our circumstances. So, God, as I exalt you, I want to be in a place now, glory to God, we can pray for those that are going through in their bodies. For these attacks, glory to God, of the enemy that's come through sickness and disease and come through depression and oppression and the spirit of the enemy that comes to glory to God to make it look as though our God is not a savior. He's not a healer. He's not a deliverer, but he's a liar. And some, glory to God, they're fighting a good fight of faith all they know how. But the enemy has come against their bodies with so much pain and anguish and glory to God, and overwhelming. And God, we pray right now that you intervene. We cancel every assignment of the enemy through cancer, which already has a death threat with it already when we hear the word cancer. But God, nothing's too hard for you. You did all of this at Calvary for our healing. You took all those stripes. You already shed the blood. You've already told us, glory to God, it is finished. You already said by your stripes we were healed, and healing is in your wings, and you sent your word to heal. It's the thief, as you said in John 10:10, came to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came to give life and life much more abundantly. We're standing on what your word says. And sometimes it can get overwhelming, but God, we're thanking you that your word is true. God, you can turn things around that you may get glory and praise. And at the end of the day, after all the prayers have gone forth, whatever your will is, then we're going to have to accept your will. But we're going to stand on what your word says until you tell us otherwise. So, God, we come against, glory, cancer. We curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. Heart attack, strokes, glory to God. Arthritis, glory to God. Cancer, glory to God, that come against all parts of the body, glory to God, and even the female problems or whatever, and even the male, glory to God, with prostate. Whatever that is, the devil is trying to send a death threat out there, and not only that, the attack, glory to God, that come to eat up the flesh, the spirit that enemy comes to take, glory to God, away our eyes to be able to see clearly. Glory to God, we'll pray against the forces of the enemy that has come in, glory to God, with strokes, glory to God, and things that we can't even name, all the names of all the different types of diseases, some they don't even have names for, God, but you are still that same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You're still healing, you're still delivering, so we bind up those evil forces of the enemy that comes to destroy, and some, glory to God, to cause the lives of those that you have called and set apart and send them out on, glory to God, on the field to do a great work for you and trying to shut their mouths, glory to God, through this pain and anguish and the sickness and disease. But nevertheless, God, you are God, hallelujah, to know how to turn things around. You, glory to God, will get the glory no matter what. You have raised up so many with so many great testimonies about the great things God is doing. So, God, I pray, God, that you will bless and you will strengthen and you will heal. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for being able to touch and agree. You told us to pray without ceasing, and you told us that we touch and agree. Glory to God, that how you're moving in this. We thank you that one can take 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We thank you for the power, glory to God, of your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for moving in a miraculous way. We thank you, Lord God, that we can speak and decree and declare by faith what your word says. And God, help us to be in a place that we always seek out your faith. God, not seek out, glory to God, and allow the enemy to cause us to meditate on what we're going through, but meditate on your word, meditate on your promise, meditate on truth, meditate, glory to God, hallelujah, in a way to glorify and magnify. Help us to remember to just give worship and give you glory and give you praise, and so we won't get so caught up on what we're going through. Help us to remember to pray one for another in the midst of our dilemmas, in the midst of the trials, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, ask and it shall be given, seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. For everyone who receives, he who seeks finds, to him who knocks, the door will be opened. So, God, help us, glory to God, not to just call up words and not be a people, glory to God, praise you with our lips, but our heart be forward. Help us, glory to God, when we speak and decree and declare things, help us, glory to God, to stand on what your word says, oh, glory to God, in Mark 11. When we pray, believe that we'll receive. And if we find anything innocent, glory to God, when we have any ought against anyone, you told us to forgive so our Father can forgive us. So, God, I just thank you today. I'm believing you for a mighty move of God to bless and to heal the sick and raise, glory to God, those even from the deathbed in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, that you will bless and bring encouragement and strength to them. Give them a fight on the inside, those that are fighting, glory to God, for their lives. And, God, help us as believers, glory to God, those that can get a prayer through, that stand firm on your word when we're standing with not doubt, because things can turn a different way, and all of a sudden we'll lose our faith or we'll lose, glory to God, sight on what God said, and God getting ready to do something miraculous. Just because it looks like it's over, it's not over until God says it's over. So we have to stand on your word. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and what you're doing, because without you, Lord God, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things. So we bless you and we praise you, and help us, glory to God, to continue to hold fast to the promises of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. God is not a liar. When his word go out, it's going to accomplish everything that he in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Praise your holy name. Praise the Lord. I'm going to open the mic and try to find out with one of the prayer warriors online before we go any further. Bless the Lord. Mother Alexander, are you online tonight?
No, this is Mother Small.
Oh, praise the Lord, Mother Smalls. How are you doing tonight? Bless the Lord. Pastor Bird. Pastor Bird, are you there?
This Sister Willie is here.
Praise the Lord, Elder. We thank the Lord for you tonight.
Good
praise
night,
the Lord, Mother.
I love you too, Mother.
I love you. I'm trying to get the prayer warriors lined up so we can pray. Then we're going to take the prayer requests after. So, Mother Willie, you're online. Pastor Bird is not there. Okay.
Sister Brenda.
You can follow me. Okay. Sister Brenda, you there too?
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Willie is here.
Okay, Sister Willie, I'm trying to get the other person online. Sister Brenda, Brenda Jenkins, you online?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. After Mother Elder Willie prayed, then I want you to come in alignment and pray. Has he put anything specific on your heart tonight, Mother Minister Willie? If not, I want you to pray for the. If not, I want you to pray
ahead.
For the body of Christ. Did he give you anything specific that I'll say? Okay, he did. What did he put in your spirit tonight? So I want to assign the body to you if you're not. If that's not what it is.
That's fine. I can pray for the body of Christ. I was asked to pray for a person who is supposed to be getting a new kidney, so we're praying that God will let that go well.
Yes, we're going to be praying with the prayer requests afterwards. We're going to pray the prayer for the warriors to pray and do the intercession now, and then we'll do that prayer and,
yes,
ma'am. For that as well. Okay, then.
Yes, ma'am.
So for the body of Christ, Sister Brenda, would you pray for the youth? I'm trying to find out whether Pastor Apostle Tweedy, are you online? Pastor Burton, are you online? Okay, until one of those come in, if not, we're gonna carry the ministry.
I'm not available.
Pardon me?
I'm online, but I'm not available.
Okay, I can understand that. Praise the Lord. Keep praying for us in the background. She's out of state taking care of some things right now, but she's online praying in the background, so we give God praise for that. So, Mother Willie and Sister Brenda,
yes,
then we'll
yes.
take it from there. Okay, so
okay.
We won't have you go ahead and pray now. Praise God.
Okay, you want me to do the body of Christ now?
Yes, body of Christ, and then Sister Brenda will do the you.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, we bow our heads to the living God. We want to give you thanks, Heavenly Father, for being a God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Father God, I just appreciate you for your loving kindness
yes,
and your
Lord,
tender
yes,
mercies
Lord.
Over the body of mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you will perfect that which concerneth the body of Christ. I
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you for loving us so much, Lord God,
yes,
that
yes,
you equipped
Lord.
The
yes.
body of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You equipped us, Lord God, with everything that we need. So
Amen.
Tonight, we intercede on behalf of the body of Jesus Christ,
yes,
with Christ
Lord.
Being the head, and we
yes,
as
Lord.
Members in particular. So, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I want to give you thanks, Lord God, for the leadership in the body of Christ, apostles and prophets, evangelists and teachers and pastors, Lord God, and every born-again member of the body of Jesus I lift up right now. In Christ Jesus' name. Dear God, I thank you so much, and I ask specifically for a closer walk with thee, O Lord God,
yes,
for the
Lord.
Body of
yes,
Christ, in
yes,
the name of
yes.
Jesus. I pray for renewed relationships, mm-hmm. spiritual relationships with you, Heavenly Father. I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that if by chance that some of the body of Christ has been blinded by the enemy, I pray that blinded eyes are open in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord God, that we begin to develop the character of the living God. Jesus came to show us, Lord God, how we ought to be and how we ought to, Lord God, walk in this world as Christian people. So I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that first and foremost, that our hearts, O God, be turned back to thee, and that we will not be deceived by anything, no deceptions by the enemy, Lord God. And I know the enemy try to come to deceive the very elect, if possible, but I thank you that your Holy Ghost lets us know what is real and what's not real, what is right and what is wrong. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a closer walk with you for the body of Jesus Christ. I pray for a new desire, O God, within the body of Christ, within members, Lord God, to draw closer to you. I pray that we'll not be weary in well-doing, but God, that we'll seek you, Lord God, with our whole hearts, even as the old biblical characters, they sought you, they had a mind, some had a mind to seek you with their whole heart. And God, I know that if we, Lord God, do what your word says, if we be not only hearers, but we be doers of your word, Lord God, that you are hear what we say. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that when we seek after you, we will find you, Lord God. And I pray, O God, that you open up our spiritual ears as a people of God, that we hear from you in such a way that we be able to, Lord God, encourage ye one another. Help us not to, Lord God, gossip about one another in the body of Christ, but help us, Lord God, to be, Lord God, a help toward one another. I thank you, Lord God, that you're so good that you sent Jesus, and now he sit at the right hand of the Father, and help us to catch a hold that we're seated in Christ, O Lord God, in heavenly places, Lord God. So we have to refresh and remind ourselves who we are as children of the living God, as part of the body of Jesus Christ, with Father, with Jesus being our head, in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we draw nigh to thee, your word teach that you will draw nigh to us. Father God, we need to be in a position where we can cry out to you in the name of Jesus and intercede on behalf of others. And I pray, O God, that you cover the entire body of Jesus Christ with the whole arm of God. I pray that as we wake up in the morning, we put on Jesus as well as your whole armor in the name of Jesus. And God, I realize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. But according to your word, God, we've already got the victory because of the shed blood of Jesus. Therefore, we're more than conquerors. And Lord God, we speak in the name of Jesus that every force that try to come against the body of Christ, Lord God, any attacks, Lord God, we pray that they are annihilated in the name of Jesus. We render every attack void in the name of Jesus. We speak deliverance over the body of Jesus Christ. We speak special supernatural healings over the body of Jesus Christ. We speak a good sound mind over the body of Jesus Christ, a mind to hear what the Spirit of the living God has to say. Father God, I thank you so much that you love us so much, and you have put certain ones within the body of Jesus Christ so that we can be equipping the rest of the body, Lord God, for the work of the ministry. So remind us, it's not about us, O Lord God, but it's about, Lord God, being mentoring and being trainers to others within the body of Christ, so that the whole body, Lord God, will be edified in the name of Jesus and will be equipped, Lord God, to take on these roles as we leave, Lord God, and we go on to be with you, Lord God. We pray that others, Lord God, have been thoroughly equipped. So we pray that we be like, Lord God, Apollo and Aquila and Priscilla, Lord God, and teaching others and mentoring them, Lord God, about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we pray that you open up our spiritual understanding so as we study your word, we don't just read, we don't just look at it to say that we've just done something, but we study it, Lord God, and see and learn more about who you are and who we are as a people of God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are members of a royal priesthood. We're citizens of heaven. We are born again, baptized believers of the body of Jesus Christ. And when we speak, Lord God, as long as we're speaking your word, Lord God, we're acting in behalf of ambassadors for you in the name of Jesus. So when your word go forth, we trust, hallelujah, that it shall not come back void in the name of Jesus. So we cancel, Lord God, attacks that's been rendered toward the body of Jesus Christ right now. We plead the blood of Jesus against every bit of wickedness against the body of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you refresh your people of who they are in the body of Christ, and that when they speak, they be careful with what they say, because their words are powerful in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us authority over all of the power of the devil. Not everybody realize, Heavenly Father, that you've given us authority over what is what you created, but you gave us dominion, Lord God, even in the creation, Lord God. I thank you so much for what you're doing within the body, but I just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we'll draw nigh to you, that we'll seek you more in these last and evil days that we ever have before, and we get in a position, Lord God, where we can intercede and begin to be trainers and nurturers and mentors, Lord God, within the house of God, within the body of Christ, so that, Lord God, others will be prepared to carry on this great assignment that you've given us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we love you this evening. We bless you, and we lift up the body of Christ. Let your good will be done within the body of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as we come before your throne of grace this day, Lord God, I ask you right now, Lord God, to look upon our youth today, Lord God, at their home, their school, or wherever they are, Father God. Cover them under the blood of your Son, Christ Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we rebuke every foul plot of the enemy to harass Billy the children, injure the children, or harm them, or kidnap our youth. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, to cut, to dress them in the full armor of God. We dress them in the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. We grip their line with the truth. Their feet are shown with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord God, we give them the sword. We dress them with the sword, which is your word. No weapon that form against them shall prosper. And every time they rise up against them, thou shalt condemn. And we put a shield of faith over them, Lord God. They can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens them. Father God, give them the mind to draw now to you, Lord God. Renew their mind. Give them a mind of Christ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to look upon their parents, Lord God. Give them a mind of Christ, Lord God, and help them to show the love of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we come against that spirit of peer pressure, Lord God. We come against that spirit of rebellious, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against that spirit of disobedience, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against that spirit of gang bite, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, we ask you to give them the mind to want to come up under your shadow, Lord God, of the Almighty, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as they're in school, God, Lord God, cover them under your blood, Lord God. Give them a teacher that have a heart after you, Lord God, and the things pertaining to your kingdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give them friends, Lord God, that will speak things pertaining to you and your kingdom and will lead them to Christ, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give them a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness. In Jesus' name, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Jesus. Mm. God, thank you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give a couple of minutes to Mother Alexander. I'm not Mother Alexander, she's not on my Mother Smalls. To share with us in prayer this moment. Can you hear me on the phone? I'll probably catch you on mute. Mother Smalls, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, then yes. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to pray. pray for is a warrior in the Lord that's 80-something years old. We know God's still doing great things in her, even though the enemy has been attacking her body. But we're going to give space for you to go ahead and pray tonight and so forth, and then pray. I want you to just to pray for encouragement for those that are a challenge now that's going through with that need food, clothing, shelter, and the ones that are going through in Haiti and going through in the East Coast where the storm has hit. So would you pray whatever God's placing your heart for that?
Thank you, Father God. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, dear Father, I come before your presence tonight, humble as I know, God. Father, you say to ask, and it shall be given. You say when you set your heart to pray, believe, you receive. Tonight, dear Father, we're praying for those who need help in whatever direction, whatever help they need, Father. Father, you are the breadwinner. You are the one who gives strength, health, food, clothes, everything. You know all things. Hallelujah. Shandunurun.
That's you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Give us a heart of love tonight, Lord, Father God. To love one another. You say, oh, no man, nothing but to love. But if, Father God, tonight we love as you, tell us to love as we ought to your you, we would live comfortable in this world. I thank you for this opportunity tonight. I spent a night in the hospital Saturday night. I spent Saturday night in the hospital. Last year, this time, I had a stroke. And my daughter was kind of scared. She thought I was going. But stroke is cleared from me. What I need my family to do, God has been so good. I know he has been good to you and to everybody. But, sweetheart, he has done wonderful things for me. And I personally want to give him all the thanks that I could. And I feel that I'm not strong enough. So I'm going to call all my family in Christ to agree with me in praying. Thanksgiving praise, to thank him. I just want to thank God. 87 years is all right. But I want to thank him for where he brought me from. Give him all. I feel my voice not on no. My heart. So I just call in my family in Christ. On the 23rd, I think, on the 23rd. My birthday is the 25th. But then the prayer, the Sunday Thanksgiving prayer. For me thanking God for where he brought me from. All that he did for me, I can't mention. It's too many to mention. But I need you to agree with me in prayer, thanking God for where he brought me from. I just want to thank him, sister. Family, I just want to thank God. Special thanks. Because nobody knew but you and God what he did
praise
for
God.
You. Nobody bless knows. You and you alone know where you were, where he took you from, and where what he brought you through.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
So tonight my prayer is that my family in Christ agree with me in prayer, thanksgiving to God.
We give him glory, we give him praise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I think it would be on the 23rd. Prayer would be in the church, in Caponian Church, on the 23rd. But the birthday is on the 25th. But the prayer is most important.
Amen. Amen.
Just to agree with me, to lift the name of Jesus. One is a 10 kuche to 100, 10, 2 kuche to, well, I want the prayers to be heard. It's on my heart, sisters. This Thanksgiving prayers is from my aunt, from my heart. God could have taken me out last year. I mean, he'd have ended my life. He didn't have to give me another chance.
Yes.
He didn't have to give me another chance, another year. So I've got to give him praise. Thanks.
Amen.
I've got to
praise
thank
God.
Him. I've got to thank him, sis. I've got to thank him. So on the 25th of October is my 87th birthday.
My Lord, we give God praise for you. We thank God.
Rare.
Amen.
That's rare.
Praise God.
And praise and give him thanks for bringing me from where I was to this day and this time. I give him praise and thanks. I just thank him.
Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray something that we usually are just waiting for the prayer request afterwards. I'm not sure how long you'll be able to stay on the line, be on the line. I didn't realize that you had just come out of the hospital again, too. So we're going to take this time to go ahead and touch the group with Mother Smalls for prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you tonight. We give you glory. And as we pray, glory to God, for Mother Smalls, we thank you for she's celebrating what you've done so many times over the years and how you've moved on her heart. And she's went to so many places across the country praying for other people, serving other people, blessing other people, and even with our finances, our substance, but most of all, even just in her caretaking. We thank you tonight, God. You have not forgotten her labor of love, but we ask you to continue to touch her body. Even when the enemy attacked her body for stroke, you did not allow him to take her out. We thank you for touching her heart, strengthening her heart, strengthening her body, and even, glory to God, the attack that came upon her eye. We pray, God, that you are blessed and sight be there. We come against any fears, even for when he caused her to fall at one time, that she was not having any episodes even with falling. We thank you for even the power of the anointing, for her even strengthen her voice with even a tip for prayer tonight. So, God, we just want to honor that as you bless her and strengthen her, blessing her home, blessing her finances and her children. We pray, God, that you just bless even her endeavor tonight. God, we're praying that you bind the attacks of the enemy coming up and trying to bring anything else upon her body. We're thanking you for healing the heart, the lungs, the strengthening the bones, the body, all in Jesus' name. We pray, glory God, for encouragement. And that the word will come up in her and bubble up like living water in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her. We pray the angel of the Lord continue to be encamped about her. We pray, glory to God, that she continue to abide in you and your word abide in her. She can act what she will and it shall be done. And let her know, glory to God, this too shall pass. But in the midst of it all, God, we are blessing the Lord with her to be encouraged and to continue to take courage. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
I want to take time out tonight to also pray against these evil forces of the satanic forces that are coming, have came and upon the land and so forth, like it was this murdering demon that has attacked, glory to God, in so many ways and coming against the forces of the enemy that is causing people to murder their children and one another and just running rampage, just killing people with not even no remorse or no concern for family lives or whatever, and there's so many hideous crimes that are going on. So if you agree with me tonight to come and get those forces, the Lord said in these last days these things are going to take place and people are going to come lovers of themselves more than lovers of pleasure. We know there's a spirit of suicide and oppression and depression, and sometimes people think that's the way out, but the devil is a lie. We speak the blood of Jesus against those circumstances. And God, we pray now as we come in your presence. We come, glory to God, believing you as we walk in the authority that you've given us to bind this and loose. So we come against that murdering spirit, that spirit of genocide and suicide, and the spirit, glory to God, of oppression, depression, the lying spirits that the enemy has sent out to make people feel hopeless and helpless. God, we're going to stay on the wall praying. Stay on the wall praying and binding. We know we're not going to be able to reach everybody and everything, but glory to God, your prayers, the effective fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much, and the ones that we can reach. And even besides prayer, if you put upon our hearts to speak to someone or to say something to someone, we may not know their name, we may not know their service, but the Holy Spirit knows all things. Help us to walk in the boldness of the Lord to be able to be available. So if there's some warning that you send out or give a name or if you just tell us to just call us in prayer or you tell us to go to that person or if you speak in our hearts to do something, glory to God, in the midst of our circumstances, help us, glory to God, to be sensitive to the Spirit
Satan, we serve notice on you. You're not going to kill up our seed and the seed seed and the seed seed. And even for those over there, God, that you want to give an opportunity for them to live for you, we cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus. And for the enemy loose at this time, for even all the demonic forces that have been in seance and doing all kind of prayers and all kind of hideous things, Lord God, even preparing even for the Halloween time, for glory to God, for lives to be lost and for demonic forces to be loose, glory to God, to bring harm and danger to others. We curse and cancel that at the root, bind it up, take authority over it, and send it back to the dry place from whence it came. We stand on the promises of the Lord, glory to God, that His word that says we have the power to bind it to loose, and that we can take authority over the foul spirits of the enemy. You are told, glory to God, even if we drinking a deadly thing, it won't even bring any harm. But we're relying on the Holy Spirit. We're relying on your word. We're relying on your promise in the name of Jesus. You told us to pray without ceasing. So we take authority over those spirits that have been loose in the land, glory to God, to bring destruction in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus of those men so angry and frustrated with their families that they're murdering their families, they don't lost their jobs, or they don't lost, glory to God, their finances, they don't lost, glory to God, their position in life, or something has come in, glory to God, and robbed them of this or that, and they're thinking, glory to God, that the best thing it is just to take myself out or take my family. Others, glory to God, are just mad at the world and going around just having a shooting spree. We plead the blood of Jesus against every satanic force that come up against their minds to cause them to do such evil work. We come against the forces of the enemy that have used the situation to put thoughts in the minds of, glory to God, the evil police, even though we know there are many that, glory to God, are doing what's right and abiding by the law, but those bad apples, glory to God, that are sitting in places, glory to God, and plotting and doing things to bring harm, glory to God, to others when they're supposed to be there abiding by the law and be there, glory to God, to first on for rescue and whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, God, those be exposed in the name of Jesus. Even some of the people might be friends of or, glory to God, associates of. God, we come against those other ones that could speak up, glory to God, and for fear or thinking that, glory to God, there will be something's going to come against them or bring harm to them. We cancel that assignment too. We plead, glory to God, the blood of Jesus, and speak that those ones will come out of the shadows and they will stand and speak up and do what's right. We pray, glory to God, against those forces that have so many killing up their babies, killing up their children. There's so much that's in the news about these people are killing their children because they don't want them anymore. And there's already a law out there that says if you don't want your child, you can bring it to the fire department, you can bring it to the hospital, you can bring it, glory to God, to the police station or whatever, and you won't be charged or whatever. But the spirit of the enemy has them just whatever comes to mind. We plead the blood of Jesus against those thoughts and those things that are running. We're praying, expose that, whatever's going on in the background. If there's any signs, God, we're praying that we will speak up, and those that, glory to God, know that things are going on, or some way that person can get some help, whether spiritually or in the secular, glory to God, through counseling or whatever. God, we're asking, Lord God, that you intervene in the midst of it. We know this is the last days, but you said pray, glory to God, and you told us to work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. So that means there's people that we still have to reach, and people that we still have to intercede and pray for, glory to God, believing by faith, glory to God, their lives can be turned around. Oh, God, even in the house of God, the enemy is bringing a suicide demon in. The blood of Jesus stealing our children, and even some of the parents and some of the spirits, glory to God, that are at work because of oppression, depression, or this went wrong, that went wrong. Some things, glory to God, are even working from generation curses from the background in the name of Jesus. But we curse and cancel those assignments in the name of Jesus, whether it be through alcohol and drugs and illicit sex or rape, or sometimes, glory to God, just oppression, glory to God, from mental challenges. Whatever it may be, we bleed the blood of Jesus against every force of the enemy. It's satanic and glory to God, demonic and foul and unclean spirits. We bind you up. We take authority over you, and we command you to be loose from your assignment against, glory to God, those people in the name of Jesus. And as we pray and intercede, we bind you up coming against us as we pray and stand, glory to God, as warriors and standing, glory to God, in the gap for what God wants in the name of Jesus for deliverance for these people. We pray for their salvation. We're praying for a heart, glory to God, after God, take out our heart of stone and put it in a heart of flesh. So, God, we are praying, glory to God, for mercy. We're praying for mercy in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Lord God, for what you are doing. We're thanking you, Lord God, for those that are standing. We're thanking you for those, glory to God, that are fighting the good fight of faith and that God, you are blessing them, glory to God, to continue to stand in the name of Jesus and warring. God, we are praying that even the warriors don't get tired, even as you have them on the wall, God. We are praying that you bless them and strengthen them, that they continue to carry, glory to God, the torch and continue to hold fast to what the word and continue to speak and decree what thus said the Lord. We thank you for the boldness that's in the Holy Spirit that will be released in your service in the name of Jesus. So, God, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we uplift your holy name. We thank you, God, for bringing peace to the mind. We pray, glory to God, that you bring hope and bring, glory to God, a determination, glory to God, for a life-changing event to start taking place so they can be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their minds in the name of Jesus, even as for believers, glory to God, for those that are caught in these vices, that their mind be renewed in the name of Jesus. So, God, we glorify you and we thank you. Praise the Lord. Glorify you. We bless you. I'm going to go ahead and pray this prayer. We're going to start taking prayer requests. This is a special prayer that just been printed out that we're going to pray, and it covers a lot of bases. And God, I do come against the spirit of fear, too, and torment at this hour, too, that the spirit of enemy is tormenting people and bringing fear and all kinds of things because of what they're hearing in the cosmos, what's coming out on the media, what's going on in families, what's going on in the streets, what's going on when they're hearing this, that, and the other. But God, you told us in your word to meditate on your word day and night, glory to God, and not to allow, glory to God, the enemy to cause us to be swayed and manipulated from this place or that place. You told even Joshua, you told him about to meditate on the word, you told him to be of good courage, and you told him how you will have good success, glory to God, in its obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. So it's the thing that we need to do in the same way as you said in Psalms 1 about the meditating on the word and be planted like the tree by the rivers of water. God, we need to be in a place that we will not allow our spirit man to be open up to all the things that are being said, glory to God, through the media, through things that we're hearing and through the things that come to torment. Glory to God, we got to be in a place that we guard our hearts with all diligence, not allow everything to come in and, glory to God, oppress us or depress us or being used as a garbage can. Your word says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So if we hear it and hear it negative and glory to God about destructions and all kinds of things the enemy is doing, then we'll be in a place of fearfulness, or we'll be in a place of drawing back, and we'll be in a place, glory to God, fretfulness. We got to be in a place that we keep casting these cares and casting those concerns back to the Lord, so we can keep, glory to God, our heart clean and open, and so we can be a vessel that he can transmit and download things in us so we can pour back out into the body of Christ and encourage others. So how can blind lead the blind? How are we going to be able to help anyone if we walk around depressed, oppressed, suppressed, and go over to God and talking contrary to what God's word said? We get the word in us, and we can speak and decree with us that the Lord and say, it is written. Every time the enemy comes up against us, we can speak with the promises that we can speak what God says, and having the faith to wait on the Lord. Await on the Lord in faith, Lord, and trust in him with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge you, and you will do the direction of our path. So we bless you tonight, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. Praise the Lord. Once I read this prayer, then we're going to go ahead and take the prayer requests for tonight. Amen. It says, Father, I thank you that it is your will that I walk in completeness, soundness, and in perfect wholeness in my spirit, soul, and body. Jesus Christ, your Son, and now my Lord and my Savior, paid the price in the full at Calvary's cross for my health and wealth. Well-being. I refuse to be robbed of the provision any longer in Jesus' name. The alien forces of wrong thought, oppression, depression, torment, fear, affliction, infirmity, sickness, and disease cannot reside in me because you live in me now. Lord Jesus, through the person of the Holy Spirit, with the authority you have invested in me, I command every alien force to be replaced by your resurrected power. Today I receive an exchange of your strength for my weakness, your joy for my sadness, your pleasure and delight for my sorrow and heaviness, your hope for my despair, your peace for my torment, your prosperity of spirit, body, mind, finances, and relationships for any lack I have experienced, your ability for my inability, your acceptance for my rejection, your obedience for my rebellion, your encouragement for my discouragement, your soundness for my brokenness, your comfort for my pain, your courage, Lord, for my fears and timidity. I command my muscles, tissue, cells, and blood to come in line now with your resurrection life. Lord Jesus, thank you for your fully aligning my spirit, body, and mind, and every other area of my life with your perfect soundness provided for me through your shed blood at Calvary. Lord Jesus, through daily doses of your word and meditations upon your promises, Lord, I will walk in divine health in Jesus' name, amen. And let that be our confession, regardless of what the enemy is saying, what, glory to God, our body is screaming and saying to us, help us to remember what God's word says about us, and glory to God, the promises of the Lord, and know, glory to God, the enemy is a liar, and he came to steal, kill, and destroy. So if we buy into that, and we don't, glory to God, buy into the faith and the trust of what God's word says, he will have us in a dilemma. We'll be leaning to the left or the right. But we got to continue to press and pursue. And when it comes to a time of agreement with the power of prayer, there's somebody that's going to stand in agreement, glory to God, not carnal-minded, not wishy-washy, but that will stand in the power of God's word with us, glory to God, then we will find that person that we can stand in touch and agree, and that one can chase 1,000 too, but 10,000 of flight, and we can see in agreement the hand of God in moving. And we've got to be in a place that when we ask, we got to truly believe and that God is going to answer. And so we can't waver and doubt. So as James said in 1, if we are double-minded, glory to God, then they don't expect to get anything from God. He's looking for faith, as he said in Hebrews 11:1, now faith, this moment, this instant, this second, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Just because we prayed today and it didn't happen, or last week or last month, or either if we did it last year, if there's something we're standing on, we got to be persistent and pursuing and hold fast like Abraham on God's promise and say, no, glory to God, he's not a God, that he shall lie, it shall come to pass, and so forth. And if we got anything that's all that we have against anybody else, that can hinder our prayer and hold us up. We got to walk in obedience to what God's word is saying. So we ask the Lord to bless us and go help us again in a place of submission, a place of commitment, a place, glory to God, that we won't find ourselves compromising, but we'll stand in truth. And help in the area that we might have some doubt or some things that would come in, feed our spirit with the word of God and keep repeating, meditating on it until, glory to God, we see the promises of the Lord being manifest here in this earth realm. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We'll have to open the lines now for our prayer requests, and I will go ahead and take those and write them down, and then we're going to go ahead and pray. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And another mother, Yvette says, Willie had one concerning, and I don't know if it's the same person I'm thinking about, but believing for a kidney.
Right. Willie on the line.
Okay, one moment, Mother Smalls, I'm going to take your request too as well. Evangelist Willie, you said someone that you're believing God for a kidney?
Yes, ma'am. He's supposed to get a kidney today, and we're praying that, you know, the body does not reject the new kidney that he's supposed to get. And we're coming against that vertigo also. And thanking and praising God for his miracles of one of the elderly members of our church who had got up in the morning to go to the bathroom but hit the wall and had bleeding on her brain and got confusion and got in the hospital. But she really belongs to an international prayer chain, and I tell you, people all over the world, but God has supernaturally, basically, she's recovered. She recognized people now. She can smile. And so God has really brought about an awesome miracle in her life. So we thank and praise God for the prayer chains and the prayer line. And God is real, and he will do what, you know, above what we even act or think. So we thank God for that. So we thanking and praising God. And I, what I love about her testimony, she said she was ready to go to heaven.
Wow.
I love that. She was ready to go to heaven. They had put her on a ventilator. She didn't want to be on a ventilator. And but she came back and she said, why didn't you let me go to heaven? And I love that. That just, I mean, I just, it just gave me such a joy to hear someone that's so satisfied in their relationship with God that they were saying, look, it's more better to be in heaven with God than to be down here. And she and I just thank and praise God, but God brought her back. Obviously, he's not finished with her yet. And I just thank and praise. That's just a praise report I want to praise for. But vertigo
that
and that new
wonderful.
Kidney in the name of Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah.
That is a wonderful, wonderful praise report and moment that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Mother Smalls, you had a request for us to pray. We're going to pray for all of them in a minute. We're just taking the requests now. Mother Smalls, did you have a prayer request?
Not exactly. My prayer request is that my family in Christ just agree with me in thanking, giving God praise.
Okay, for
where he brought me from and what he brought me through.
Amen.
Prayer warriors, sometimes we go through a little thing and we get, but what we have to remember is God knows what he, because he allows us to go through things. And the little
yes.
ones, if we go through the little ones, when the big one comes, we would be able to just run through. You see, he's preparing us at times with the little
yes.
ones for the big ones.
Because
I am going to say tonight, my family in Christ, I am a lot stronger today after one year having a stroke. I can walk, but with the help of a walker.
Praise God.
I never lost a limb, just my left side, the eyes. The eyes not too good, but he would fix that. That belongs to him.
Amen.
You know? After the little problems, you bear it and you go through it with prayer, lady. Saints of God, we just got to trust God. He is able.
Yes.
And all he said is to believe. Because today
Amen.
I can say and do a lot of things that I couldn't do before I had the stroke.
Yes.
I can encourage somebody and I can tell them how to have faith and trust in God because he's able.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Believe.
Hallelujah.
Just believe it.
Yes.
Don't doubt. And the enemy is busy, you know. The enemy is very busy. Oh, he brings all kinds of confusion and all confusing things to you. But you know God is able. As long as you know that Jesus is able, you stand on the straight and the narrow road.
Mm-hmm.
He never leave you comfortless. He will never
Amen.
Leave you alone. He has brought me through. And I can say thanks to God. I want from the bottom of my heart, I just want to give God thanks for saints. Thanks to where he brought
Praise
me
God.
From. Because he loves me, and I know he loves me. And as I know he loves me, I want to give him all the praise I could from the bottom of
Hallelujah.
My heart. God,
Praise
I
God.
Love you.
Praise the Lord. We love you too, Jesus. Amen. We're going to take the next prayer request, and then we'll go ahead and pray for these requests. And I have one, too, for Pastor Betty Gaines of Addison, that she needs a kidney, but she's been fighting a good fight of faith, and the enemy has come up against her. She just came out of a, like I said earlier, just came out of a coma, and then now she went home, and now Pastor Sanders said just a couple of days ago and texted me that she's on life support. So we believe in God for another miracle. We know he has the last day, so we want to be
Amen.
Praying for Pastor Betty Gaines.
Amen.
Any other requests?
Yes, I have a prayer request that God will continue to encourage and strengthen Pastor Burton and also Pastor Bird Healing. And prayer for the increase in our finance for you, Pastor Hubbard, and your ministry.
Thank God.
And prayer for Pastor Darcy Healing and Pastor Treaty healing also.
Pastor Dorothy
Betts. Yes, ma'am. Pastor Dodd's healing.
Okay.
And
thanks
Pastor
for reminding me of that. Amen. Pastor Sweetie. Praise God. Pastor Bird. Yeah. Just came back from a camp meeting, but her knee is bothering her. But nothing like what it was, what we've been praying for. So we thank God for that too as well. Amen.
Well, is that the last of the prayer or the prayer requests? We go ahead and anyone else? I'm not sure what some new people that we had came in for guests on the line that have already dropped off so they didn't get to make their prayer requests. But we always have to put our prayer for intercession in first, and then we do prayers. If there's something pressing at that time, we do. And he didn't put in my spirit to ask, so pray the Lord bless them to join us another time, whoever they were. But in the meantime, Elder Mother Willie, praise God, we're going to take this time to pray. God bless you, the person that you were praying for concern, and with the testimony, we thank God for what God has already did with that lady. And also we're going to pray in agreement for the gentleman with the kidney, and we also put that
Amen.
With praying for Pastor Betty for the kidney that she needs. He's on life support. Will you take those two requests and pray, and then Sister Brenda, would you join us with a prayer that for Mother Small, that she said she just want to give thanks for us and be in agreement for what God
mm-hmm.
has done for her body,
mm-hmm.
and then.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the other ones with Pastor Burton, Bird, Dorothy, and Tweety, and I'll do those as last. So right now, Elder Willie will take the two people with the kidney, the one she was talking about, and also the just giving thanks for the other lady, and also pray
yes,
for
ma'am.
Pastor Addison. And then, Brenda, you follow right afterward and pray for Mother Small, because she wants a prayer of thanksgiving, and we're in agreement that God continue to touch her body, too. And I'll take the others. So you're ahead now, Elder Willie.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, once again, we just come to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that name that's above every name. Father God, I thank you that you always have an open line, Lord God, where we can call you up at any time.
Yes.
And Lord, I just want to appreciate you, Lord God, for all of these saints, Lord God, that's given of themselves, Lord God, to intercede
mm-hmm.
on behalf of others. And Father God,
yes.
we can't go to 60 Minutes, or we can't go to, you know, somebody downtown and ask for help for these situations, because
mm-hmm.
we go to a God that's a living God,
yes,
a covenant-keeping God,
Lord.
A faithful God, a
yes,
God that
Lord.
Loves us so much that he would,
mm.
Lord God, meet our needs according to your good riches and glory. So, Father God, I appreciate what you are doing, and I thank you in advance, Lord God. Your word
that's
says
true.
To have faith
yes,
in God. Or have the God kind of faith. And because your Holy Spirit lives in us, we have the God kind of faith. And then you said, whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we
mm-hmm.
have what we ask of thee. So, Father God, we're not going to ask you for something, Lord God, that's foolish, but we're interceding on behalf of these two persons, Lord God, that we know of, that, Lord God, are in need of a new kidney. And, Father
yes,
God, you know Sister Pastor Betty Gaines Addison, you know her situation, Lord God, and you know Brother Craig and his situation with the kidney. So I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, work a supernatural miracle where this is needed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the new kidney, and we pray in the name of Jesus that the body will not reject it. But we thank you, Lord God, that you have many different ways of bringing about healing. We thank you for the supernatural miracle of healing, and we pray that the miracle of healing for this kidney be released even now in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for a miracle because you are a miracle-working God. You're still able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So I appreciate you, and we intercede, Lord God, not only for them, but there may be somebody else that's having trouble with their kidneys. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, God, that you begin to open up the windows of heaven and pour out healings for people who are suffering with these conditions even now. God, I thank you, hallelujah, for what you've already done. I ask you to do it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, unless you tell us to pray otherwise, I will continue to pray that, Lord God, that your supernatural miracle be released in the bodies of these people in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we cry out to you for help because you are our help. The word says you are very present help in the hour of need. So we're in need, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord God, on behalf of these vessels of yours, Lord God, because you love your people and you want them to be whole and well. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that your good will be done and letting them, Lord God, have a brand new kidney in the name of Jesus and their bodies not rejected. When we're praying for a supernatural miracle for Sister Pastor Betty Gaines Addison in the name of Jesus, and we lift up Craig, God, and we pray that all is well, knowing that your good will be done and remembering that all things work together for good for them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. I appreciate you, Lord, and I thank you for this time that we can intercede on behalf of these. And thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Father God, as we come before your throne of grace this day, Father God, we give you glory and we give you praise, Father God. We just want to give you thanks, Lord God, for what you're doing with Mother Smalls, Lord God. We just thank you for how you touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God.
Yes,
we just thank you, Lord God, for restoring her life and day by day, Lord, name of Jesus. We thank you for every organ, every cell that is in her body, Lord, is coming, is engrafted with your word, and it is healed in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the joy of the Lord is her strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving her a garment of praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving her a garment of thanksgiving, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you and praise you for how you're taking her up to higher heights and deeper depths in you and the things pertaining to you and your kingdom, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for her being that light, that she is the general in her family, that her family can see the Christ in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for how you're working behind the scenes in her life, Lord God, in her family life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for how she's just resting in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just give you the honor and we just give you the praise, Lord God, for how she is thankful, Lord God, for how you give her more life, you've taken her life longer, Lord God, a longevity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just glorify you for her. She had that hunger and that thirst after your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just glorify you. We just magnify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're standing in agreement with everything that she is standing in agreement with, Lord God. For you said, anything we decree and declare in your name, it shall be established, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you the honor and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. As we come in your presence again, Father, we come, glory to God, on behalf of Pastor Mary Burton. God, we pray, as a sister requested,
with strength for her, and God bless and encourage me as God her endeavors and the things that she believes in God for. We thank you for restoring some things, and we ask you, Lord God, to bless even in that building, God, as they're preparing themselves and waiting on the Lord to move. We're thanking things to turn around in their favor. We pray, God, that you continue to bless our household. We pray for Pastor Bird and thank you for her healing. Thank you for how you manifest your power in the miraculous healing that's already taking place. But we come against that challenge that's still agitating her, Gloria, concerning her knee. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're a healer. We know that you stand in agreement. And you know that you stand on your word. So we believe in you for your manifestation. As Mother Willie has already said earlier, your healing comes in many forms. And so, God, even when you use it to do it divinely, whether you use it, glory to God, through a vehicle, through a doctor, you still, your will, you'll still be done because it was you that gave them the wisdom and the knowledge and whatever route you allowed them to go through to get their healing. Thank you for Pastor Dorothy, where the enemy keeps attacking her body. As she's stretching out and standing firm on what God has said, concerning of being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, expressing her way. We cancel the assignment that keeps coming up against our throat, coming against other parts of our respiratory and other parts of our body. We thank you for the miraculous healings and the testimonies that you've already wrought in her life. But we come against that agitating spirit that always got to be coming to challenge her as she's stretching out in faith. So, God, we're praying, glory to God, that that yoke be just totally destroyed and that she will go forward and stand fast and hold fast to the promises of the Lord. We pray for Pastor Tweedy as you continue to bless as a request was made for her, that you bless in her direction. You continue to touch her body, give her directions and the things, glory to God, that she's seeking God for. We thank you for the blood covering. We pray, God, for favor in the name of Jesus. We pray for Mother Alexander, God, that you continue to bless that vessel, God, as she go out in the vineyard to do great works and exploits for you, that she continue to speak boldly and declare what thus said the Lord. We are thanking you mightily for a move of God in her life, and even that when you get ready to transport her, glory to God, for the work that you want to do, glory to God, over in Panama. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her there and bringing her back safely. Thank you for every provision being made. We thank you for Evangelist Brenda, God, as you're blessing the healing to be manifested in our body through with the enemy trying to come up or trying to bring cancer. Well, we know that thing is dried up by the root. We're thanking you for how you're blessing and bringing her through and how you're blessing her to be overcomer and still standing and still encouraging others and still standing on the promises of the Lord. So continue to prove yourself in a miraculous way. We thank you, Lord God, as you bless her as she go out in her daily duties to work and come back home to do the work for the kingdom of God. Continue to bless her body. Bless, glory God, every one of them and their endeavors and their financial blessings. We pray, glory God, for Prophetess Cindy in Virginia, God. And as you bring her through that last phase of that chemo, and we believe in God for miraculously, that thing is behind her, and you're raising her back up prisoner. We thank you that she's continued to work through all this whole time, but even when she had to go on part-time, that she's back, and she says, back, glory to God, to work. We're praying that you restore everything that the enemy stole. And we thank you for that testimony that she said it was going to be a testimony for the glory of the Lord. We thank you that she live and not die and declare the work of the Lord. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for your service and all that you have them to do and say at this hour. And whatever the enemy is coming to rob and steal, he's a liar in the blood of Jesus. We stand firm on your word. He casts me care, casts me concerns. We're going to believe in you and see miraculous things being done, that you are going to get glory in this earth realm. In the name of Jesus, and God, I thank you that you know how to prepare a table in the presence of our enemy, and you have done. You said even when the enemy comes out of Deuteronomy, you said when he comes in one way, you're causing the 3-7. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those drop calls of those new people that came in on the line to listen for prayer, whether they had a request or whether they thought it was just taking requests or however this. We pray that something that was said or something that was done to minister to them, to encourage them, to bless them, to stir them, glory to God. We're holding on to the promise that whatever the need and desire that's in their lives, as they continue to delight in the Lord and let God's will be done in them, glory to God, we're praying that you miraculously move in a mighty way. We just pray for the prayer warriors as you keep them covered under the blood. Keep them pursuing after you. Help them remember that plan that you said you have for us and that it's good and not evil to give us that expected end to bless and to prosper. We're praying for those prayer warriors around the globe, those intercessors, those ones that are standing up, those ones that are praying in the wee hour, in the 4 day in the morning, or riding down the road, or when they see somebody or see situations and someone standing in a gap. Even when somebody got riding on the road, there's an EMS truck or this, that, and the other going on. People are homeless on the road. People, glory to God, that you hear about that are going through that, that intercessory spirit kicks in that we're praying in the scene. And even when we don't see, we're just in the spirit, in glory to God, in a closet or just on the bed or in the bathroom, and someone's spirit comes, someone's part, someone's name that dropped on our heart or even some situation. Thank God for the prayer warriors that will stop and intercede in the midst of whatever is going on. God, you have not forgotten their labor of love, that you continue to bless them and encourage them and build them, blessing their bodies, blessing their homes, blessing their families while they're standing in the gap for others and seeking for God's face and believing God, glory to God, for others, that you are taking care of their business as well. God, we bless you. Touch their bodies, touch their finances, bless and bring increase. And help us to have wisdom when you bring increase, glory to God, so we can be able to be wise, glory to God, in our giving and in our releasing, and in, glory to God, and being in a place, glory to God, that we have not forgotten, glory to God, about those that are destitute or those, glory to God, that are going through, or those that need a healer, those that need a deliverance. What we can do to reach out. And when we don't have the substance of the finances, glory to the monetary, God, help us to know that we can always reach out in prayer. We can always do something to encourage. We can always speak life or encouragement or direction. So, God, help us to not think small over those giftings that you've given us. And even sometimes, glory to God, when we don't have anything else, it's just like Peter. Excuse me, as the disciple says, glory to God, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. So those gifts that you gave to us to speak life or to heal or to lay hands or to encourage or to build in the body. Help us to remember what you placed in us for the body. Most of all, help us to remember to live saved and to live holy and allow your word to transform us and don't be a denial and justify. Glory to God, when error does take place, let us repent. In the 1 John 1:9. We just love you today. We appreciate you as we cast all these cares, ask you to cover us and our families and loved ones and all, glory to God, even the body of Christ, put our hedges about us and keep the covering, glory to God, the blood covering. And we do pray, glory to God, for your people, that it will be coming to the place of unity, coming to a place of casting cares and releasing themselves and repenting and releasing themselves, glory to God, from the things that attach themselves to them. And remember that, glory to God, we're going to make you Lord. And don't let those things possess us, but we possess them. We love you today. We appreciate you. Now we bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against this prayer, come against, glory to God, those things that you have blessed for us endeavor to do on your behalf for the kingdom of God. We cancel that assignment of him, and he's loose from his assignment against us and go back to the drop place from which he came. We thank you tonight. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we want to continue to be on a place that will celebrate you and magnify your name. Amen. Praise God. Did Mother McCormick come on tonight?
Amen.
Praise God. Mother McCormick, did you come on? We want to pray for her, glory to God, and her family that's over in Lumberton. We know there's so many other people been affected by this hurricane and Matthew, glory to God, and so many lives that were lost in Haiti, but so many up on the East Coast that could have been horrific and horrible. We pray, God, for those people that lives were lost and God comfort and bless and minister in their homes, and even those that are left behind with loss of their lives and some that lost their homes and their property and things, glory to God, they're needing food, the clothing, and shelter, glory to God, that they're out of. We ask them, the Lord, to bless and move, and even those that are giving gifts and that the funds, glory to God, will not be misappropriated. But we do pray for Mother McCormick's family that was caught also in there with all that water over the homes and buildings and different ones that are surrounded with all that water. And some that a lot of people that's in shelter and some of her family too, to pray God to continue to bless and move and that this water recede. And also pray against those predators that's in the water that can cause harm, glory to God, with the snakes. And she said even up there, someone saw an alligator up in the North Carolina area or in South Carolina, wherever. That's just kind of strange. But nevertheless, we pray God's blessing and protection even with those things and also with those ones that with that bacteria that can come and bring harm to those too. We pray against those things for sickness and disease that it may try to develop. But we are praying for all of those people and also that that we have no idea who they are or whatever, but all up and down the East Coast. But we are praying the mercy of God, but we also the attention that he wants to bring to the body as well as to know the satanic force that the enemy wants to destroy. But we also know God's hand is going to want the body of Christ to come together and come on alignment and come in alignment with his word. As we continue to pray for America as well, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen,
amen. I do bless the Lord for you all coming on tonight and being in place. And we're going to continue to pray and believe God. And as the Lord bless, and if there's come a time that we have guests and we need to pray, we want to keep the order of what God is saying. But if there's somewhere that's in need, help us our spirit to be quick in that. We'll take care of that need at that hour if he says so. But other than that, we just have to stand on what the assignment God has given us. But I do thank you all and pray God's blessings upon you. pray you continue to strengthen. We believe in God for those that we can pray for tonight. The prayers keep going on, and pray one for another, and pray blood covering on each other, because we're in the last days, and the enemy is loosening some things out there, but we have to believe whose we are and who we are, and he will protect us, and we're under the 91 song covenant and all the covenants that God has for us. If we be obedient to him, we want to stay in the ark of safety and continue to give him praise. And don't let the enemy steal our joy and our peace. Because if you do that, it'd be like a fight in the ring. You find that place and weak place, and they'll beat you down. But we know we're going to rise back up standing on his promise. And as God brings us aware, and as we stand over to God and remember to look up and to stand on his word and speak what he says, Lord, I can give us strength to be an overcomer, triumph, and victorious in the manifestation, not just in words. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before I hang up, was there anything else before we close the line?
Amen. That's it.
Let me see if I got everybody's open line open. I may not have everybody line open. Is there any other prayer requests? Did I miss anything or anybody? Because I think I got a couple people's line muted. If all is well, then we're going to go ahead and dismiss them. And pray continued blessings upon each one of you all, and continue to abide in God's word. Let his word abide in you, and you can be able to ask what you will. And also remember the promises of the Lord, that if we delight ourselves in him, he'll give us the desires of our hearts. Bless
Amen.
The Lord for you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, too.
God
Amen.
Bless you. Love you.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. God bless you, Beth.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please feel for Jesus. Demetrio, we love you, my dear. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom. Bless the Lord. Good night. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.